This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Long simmering tensions between China and its neighbors will be in the spotlight Thursday as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. of the Philippines for a first-of-its-kind trilateral summit at the White House. The meeting will focus on China's increasingly aggressive moves in the South China Sea, especially its actions toward the Philippines over the disputed Second Thomas Shoal. Manila has deployed a small number of troops on a warship it grounded there in 1999 to reinforce its sovereignty claims. The Second Thomas Shoal is within the Philippines' 320-kilometer exclusive economic zone. Reuters says Biden will affirm that a 1950s-era mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila will require the U.S. to respond to an armed attack on the Philippines in the Second Thomas Shoal. China claims almost the entire South China Sea, including the maritime economic zones of neighboring nations. A 2016 ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration found that China's sweeping claims have no legal basis. The U.S. military says its forces destroyed 8 aerial drones late Wednesday in areas of Yemen controlled by the Houthi militant group. U.S. Central Command said in a statement the drones presented an imminent threat to U.S. coalition and merchant vessels in the region. CENTCOM also reported destroying 3 other Houthi drones early Wednesday, including 2 that were over the Gulf of Aden and 1 over the Red Sea. The United States is leading a coalition effort to help protect the key shipping route through the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea from attacks by the Iranian-backed Houthis. The Houthis, which have been designated by the U.S. as a terror group, have said their campaign targeting ships is in solidarity with the Palestinians amid the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. About 200 Myanmar soldiers have reportedly withdrawn from the southeastern town of Mayawati after several days of fierce fighting with anti-junta rebels. A spokesperson for the ethnic Karen National Union says the troops gathered at a bridge connecting Mayawati to neighboring Thailand. Hundreds of people lined up on Wednesday to cross into the kingdom to escape the violence. Myanmar's military-run regime is reeling from a series of defeats across the country at the hands of anti-junta forces allied with armed ethnic rebels who have been fighting for decades for greater autonomy. The military overthrew the duly elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Former President Mao Ying-jeou of Taiwan said China and Taiwan can peacefully resolve their differences. He made the assertion Thursday in Taipei after leading a group of students on a 9-day cultural exchange trip to the mainland. Ma also met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday. Ma said he hoped young Taiwanese can put aside ideology and realize the shared historical and cultural links between the two neighbors. It was Ma's second meeting with Xi. The 2015 meeting in Singapore during Ma's presidency was the first time Chinese and Taiwanese leaders had met following the end of the Civil War in 1949, when Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists fled to Taiwan after losing to Mao Zedong's communist forces. China claimed sovereignty over the self-ruled island and has increased both military and diplomatic pressure to bring Taiwan under its control. More than 2 decades after hosting the Winter Olympics, the western U.S. city of Salt Lake City, Utah, is making another bid to bring the Games back in 2034. AP correspondent Haya Punjwani has more.
Members of the International Olympics Committee are in Utah this week to see if Salt Lake City is the right fit for the 2034 Winter Olympics. They last hosted the International Games in 2002 and have spent millions of dollars to make sure that its Olympic facilities don't fall into despair in anticipation of hosting again. Carl Stoss, an IOC member and chair of the Future Host Commission, says the city seems enthusiastic to host again.
We'll go now in a deep dive. We'll go and analyze the different concepts we reached before, but we have a very good feeling. The preparation was still since 4 years.
I'm Haya Punjwani.
Many other past Olympic host cities around the world have decided in recent years against making another bid for the Games. The spectacular is a notorious money pit, and climate change has curtailed the number of sites capable of hosting. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.